It's Tuesday, the 10th of March, 8:10 a.m. It's a lovely morning. And I'll rephrase that, it's a beautiful morning. Mostly blue skies. Just some in the southern skies, which are shielding the sun. Well, the sun's still bright enough to take your eyes out, but it's just slightly shielded. I'm sure it's going out. As it climbs, it'll climb into clear sky. It's lovely and dry. Oh, what a difference. Yesterday was so dreich that being left with the remnants of the flu, both of us, you've just gone outside for 5 minutes and that rotten, damp, dreich weather was enough to trigger those horrible feelings in your throat and head. This morning it's beautiful. It's what we really need. A cold but fresh and dry day. A recipe for better health. So I slept well last night, apart from waking at 4 o'clock with a sore head. Went to the toilet, came back, went to bed. Had a wee bit difficulty getting back to sleep, but eventually I did. I woke at 7 with the alarm, with that now famous expression, Victor Meldrew. Oh, I don't believe it. It can't be 7 already. But it was. And I got up. And I still had a sore head. And I've still got a sore head. But I'm not... It's not getting me down, it's not that kind of sore head, just a dull, sore forehead. I'm just taking it as being the final throes of the flu. Just having another wee pop. Final throes. Made me think there of that Arnold Schwarzenegger film. The Terminator ones, where the Mercury Man ends up in the molten metal. He keeps coming up, screaming in different forms before he finally disappears into the depths. Well, that's how I feel as the flu has been. It's not going quietly. Having some final throws. No coughing this morning from either of us, so far anyway. Now that I've said that, same as yesterday. Yes. I think we're just so tired from all the lack of sleep that we had, or the lost sleep we had for those 8, 9, 10 days. Whew. Look at this beautiful morning. Makes all the difference. Let's look around the garden. I see so many shoots. My chives are already 8 inches tall. And I have so many bulbs shooting up. I even have beautiful curly leaves, and you know that spring like fresh green, little clumps. It's Mechanopsis, and it's a Welsh poppy. It seeds itself all over the place. I actually love it. I just leave it alone. I used to dig it out, now I just leave it. If it seeds and flowers, I just leave it. So there's wee clumps of the greenery before the flower stems appear. Tulips are on my hands to dance. Oh, I shouldn't even have attempted that one. Actually, the tulip stems, the leaves are already 10 inches high. Would you believe that? But it's nice to see all this. And I've got a big clump of something here that I can't remember what it is. It'll surprise me. That's the great thing. Every year, because I always stick something in the ground somewhere, and then I forget about it, and then when it comes up the following year, it's a wee surprise. Nice surprises. Imagine just having one nice surprise every day. Just one. Something that at the end of the day you can look back and no matter what happened you can say, that wee surprise was lovely. Made my day. Yeah. Sun's so bright now. I've actually moved positions so that one of the trees is shielding it from my eyes, because otherwise I can't see southwards at all. It's not a complaint. Oh no. Ah, you know, it's just great to be over the worst of that flu and to see all the growth in the garden and the buds on the trees. And it'd be wonderful to say that all is well in the world, but it's not true, is it? But at least all in my world is a damn sight. Excuse me. It's a damn sight better than it was yesterday morning. It's a crow. Oh, wow. Now there's a gathering. No, that's jackdaws. Yeah. Oh, they're haranguing a magpie. About five or six of them, and they're chasing a magpie, but the crow you heard was up in the Bigley Landy tree, as if he was making a statement. Maybe he's building a nest, or she's building a nest. We've got a fantastic silhouette at the moment of a starling, a Stucky, on the suet feeder. Really was, until that one just chased him off. what a difference a day makes. I know a song about that. 24 level hours. Is that dinosaur? I'm probably wrong. Might be an elephant, yeah. Probably my name one, for sure. I'm hanging around reading around a big aluminium crate going overhead for Bernie Goldbach. It looks like flights have been cancelled this morning, Bernie. I haven't heard anything. Maybe I've got seven silhouettes of stars. All animated, cleaning beaks, pruning feathers, flapping wings on a suit feeder. Now I can't see a thing because my transition glasses have darkened that far down that I can barely make out the grass in front of me.